See, he's CEO and founder of American Ventures, a commercial real estate company, and Forbes book author of The Science of the Deal, the DNA of Multifamily and Commercial Real Estate Investing. You can find him at scienceofthedeal.com. Shravan, good morning. Finally, we meet.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks. How about you?
Good, good. Pleasure to be with you both.
Thank you for being here.
Shravan, the coronavirus has presented an interesting twist on what was already a real estate market in need of affordable housing. Can you explain what you see in regard to that?
Sure. Affordable housing has been a crisis for the last few decades now. And I think for investors, it's giving an opportunity over the last, you know, investors like us who don't have a background in investments, but we're able to find opportunities in this because problems are opportunities and we can grab with both hands. And why affordable housing is happening, or the crisis in affordable housing is happening, is a big question here.
What percentage of people are renting as opposed to owning single-family dwellings now?
I think around 50 to 60% is a good number. It depends on state to state. You know, in Texas, it's a lot more easier than East Coast or West Coast. So I think 50 to 60 is a good number.
It is amazing. And, of course, I'm sure that anyone in your industry is really shocked with from where we went at the pit of the recession in 2008 until just 3 months ago. The rise has been meteoric, hasn't it?
That's right. We have seen the largest real estate expansion in the recent history, and with the Black Swan event, it dramatically ended. But I think the affordable housing crisis still remains. And I think there's a tremendous opportunity on the other side of the spectrum. That's a silver lining there.
In your book, The Science of the Deal, you talk about some opportunities that may have arisen. And you had just mentioned problems really can be opportunities. But specifically, with multifamily housing and the possibility of people being able to either manage or own those type of properties.
That's correct. You know, I think maybe it's a good time for me to give you a quick explanation why the affordable crisis is happening and what's the opportunity for investors like us. You know, why is it happening? You know, in spite of the longest real estate boom, the wages of the median income earning Americans have not gone up proportionate to their rents. And the raising cost of labor and the materials means it's hard for affordable housing to be built, because if I'm a developer, I want to build a Class A luxury apartment complex to justify my construction costs. So why would I spend money into affordable housing, because it doesn't create the kind of revenue? So that created a imbalance there. And, you know, we are the greatest economy in the history of the world, and we have taken only 1 year, 45 days to build Empire State Building. But now it takes 7 to 8 years even to build a building half of that size. So we are losing that competitive edge. By virtue of that, you know, this segment has been put to the side. And the last but not the least, we still have a national, you know, not in my backyard kind of a problem when it comes to affordable housing. So a combination of all these things have created this crisis, you know. And then let's say, what kind of opportunities? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody wants a prison built, but they don't want it built in their neighborhood.
And they
Absolutely.
Felt that way about casinos.
And casinos the same
at one
way.
Time, yes, as casino gaming went across the country. We were living in Philadelphia at the time when they were considering gaming, and it was very much not in my backyard. But your book also touches on the federal government and how they've created these opportunity zones. Are they across the nation, and can you explain that a little further?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that could be one of the solutions coming from the federal government. So what Opportunity Zone is, it's national, and it's an economically distressed community where private investments under certain conditions may be eligible for capital tax incentive. So basically capital gain tax incentive. Either you can, with the traditional 1031 exchanges, you can defer your capital gains, but with Opportunity Zones, you not only have an opportunity to defer, but you may exclude paying completely those capital gains if you held on to the asset for more than 10 years. And a company like ours, we always chosen Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, Houston, San Antonio as our prime investment destination. But now, in January of this year, we ended up in buying a trophy asset in downtown Waco. It's not a market that we were going after, but Opportunity Zones did create that tax incentive for us to make an investment in that market. And this is, I personally feel it's one of the innovative programs brought by the Trump administration, which is passed by both houses of the Congress and both parties, which is making it, you know, extremely friendly for developers like us.
Is this proof positive of the disappearing middle class?
That's a million-dollar question. And I think the middle class is not going anywhere. Are they increasing their lifestyle along with, you know, with their wages? Are they improving, right, family for the next generation? Are the lifestyle for the next generation, is it happening? I think there's a distortion. And I think unless there's a good fiscal policy, that basically, you know, the wealth can be distributed down the stream. Right now, it's very polarized. I think that's my opinion.
Gotcha. Shravan Parsi, thank you so very much. Very interesting topic. You can find Shravan at scienceofthedeal.com, and that's the name of his new book. Thanks again, Shravan Parsi. We'll be back to Daybreak USA.